CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. The federal government says a terrorist bomb plot in the U.S. has been stopped and two men have been indicted for it. Live now to Washington, CBS's Dan Rabee.
Attorney General Eric Holder blames the government of Iran for planning to assassinate the ambassador of Saudi Arabia here in D.C.
The United States is committed to holding Iran accountable for its actions.
Two men are charged and could face life in prison. One is in Iran with the Islamic Revolutionary Guards. The other, an Iranian-American arrested at JFK Airport in New York. Mansour Arbabsiar, age 56, allegedly met with an undercover U.S. agent in Mexico, thinking he was hiring a Mexican drug gang assassin for $1.5 million, $100,000 already paid. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Opening arguments in the Detroit trial of the so-called underwear bomber suspect. Prosecutors say the would-be terrorist made no secret of his plans.
In its opening statement, the prosecution says that Abdul Muttalib essentially admitted what he was doing to authorities shortly after the incident. They said he was questioned by agents, told them that he was trained in Yemen, involved with Al-Qaeda, and committed to jihad.
CBS's Steve Futterman at the federal courthouse in Detroit. Republican Mitt Romney is collecting a coveted endorsement today.
At this moment in this hotel, GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney is getting a plum endorsement from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a highly regarded Republican heavily courted to jump in the race himself. It should bolster Romney's credentials for dealing with the economy and help his campaign treasury, says University of New Hampshire political analyst Dante Scala.
For him to lend his star power certainly gives a boost.
Romney's sign sprouted on the lawn outside as word of the endorsement leaked out, placed there by smiling campaign workers sensing their candidate is getting a major boost heading into tonight's Republican debate here. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Lebanon, New Hampshire.
The jury in the trial of Michael Jackson's personal doctor heard tape recordings of Dr. Conrad Murray's interview with Los Angeles police today.
Give them comfort to Paris, comfort to Prince, comfort to blankets.
This is Murray talking about making Jackson's children as comfortable as he could as they learned of his death. BlackBerry users are having more problems today in Europe, the Middle East, and in Africa, and new disruptions in India and Latin America. Maggie Reardon is a chief senior writer for CNET.
Because all of the email goes through the BlackBerry servers, it creates some points of failure. So if something goes wrong at one of those centers, then the whole system goes out for millions of users.
Problems affect both email and internet browsing. Takes dedication and hard work to try smuggling heroin this way. A man busted at London's Heathrow Airport with a load of East Asian radishes, each carefully hollowed out, stuffed with heroin, and glued back together. The man got 11 years in prison for it. On Wall Street, the Dow down 33, Nasdaq's up 9. This is CBS News.
Do you run a small business? How do you back up your computer files? If the answer's not Carbonite Business, you can do better. Unlike external drives or DVDs, Carbonite delivers online backup protection for all your computers. It's automatic, continual, and off-site. Finally, a better way to back up. Online for as little as $229 a year. Try it free today at Carbonite.com. Use offer code FINALLY and get two bonus months with purchase. Carbonite.com. Offer code FINALLY.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you anywhere from 8 to 30 years. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-970-2611 or go to quickenloans.com.
Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Getting ready for Hurricane Hova along the Pacific. The storm headed for the region around Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
They are taking precautions in Puerto Vallarta where rain is falling, but it's the area south of the resort, closer to Manzanillo, that is in danger. The alert has moved up from yellow to orange, and the hurricane is expected to hit after nightfall. Mexican authorities are evacuating coastal areas. They're greatly concerned about people living near creeks, which are likely to flood with the expected 12 inches of rain.
In Mexico, CBS's Adrian Bard. Aussie producers who made the movie that is critical of Iran's politics say it is appalling that an Iranian actress in the movie has reportedly been sentenced to a year in prison and 90 lashes for her supposed sin of appearing in the movie without covering her face. The movie, My Tehran for Sale, tells the story of a young actress whose stage work is banned by authorities. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
With everyone working on the go, holding an impromptu meeting can be virtually impossible. Not anymore. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, you can host your meeting online from your computer while your attendees join from a computer or iPad. And now they can join from the iPhone or any Android mobile device, too. Download the free app and start joining GoToMeeting sessions, or host your own meetings with a free 45-day trial by visiting GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use promo code 45.
Ever since Chase Freedom announced their $1 million Get Your Cash Back sweepstakes, the phones have been ringing off the hook. But you don't need to call. All you have to do is like the Chase Freedom Facebook page and enter for your chance to win. Well, now I miss the ringing. Get your cash back in the Chase Freedom $1 million Get Your Cash Back sweepstakes.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Sweepstakes ends 10/23/11. Void where prohibited. Open to U.S. residents 21 or older. For complete official rules and how to enter, go to Facebook.com/ChaseFreedomCashback. Facebook not associated with this promotion.
It's Tuesday, here with Bill, and we're going to start a whole other way today.
And now, here's Bill Binica.
Yes. Here's a scoop. I got to thinking about it, and I there's a thing I heard long, long ago. I can't tell you when, how long, many years ago. So that's the only thing I'm going to think about. That. I don't know, back in the 70s, I think. Anyway, and so it was extremely well done. And what it was is a thing by Sir Richard Harris speaking as Christ about the issues in Northern Ireland between the Protestants and Catholics. Then I got to thinking about, Bosnia-Herzegovina, which is, of course, Christians and Muslims. And then you have right now Egypt, a huge thing going on in Egypt between Christians and Muslims. And so this is, while it was appropriate way back when with Ireland, it's appropriate, I think, today, and it's called There Are Too Many Saviors on My Cross.
There are too many saviors in my cross, lending their blood to flood out my ballot box with needs of their own. Who put you there? Who told you that that was your place? You carry me secretly naked in your heart and clothe me publicly in armor, crying, God is on our side, yet I openly cry, who is on mine? Who? Tell me, who? You who bury your sons and cripple your fathers whilst you buried my father in crippling his son. The antiquated Saxon sword, rusty in its scabbard of time, now rises. You gave it cause in my name, bringing shame to the thorned head that once bled for your salvation. I hear your daily cries in the far-off byways and your mouth pointing north and south, and my Calvary looms again, desperate in rebirth. Your earth is partitioned, but in contrition it is the partition in your hearts that you must abolish. You nightly watchers of Gethsemane, who sat through my nightly trial, delivering me from evil, now deserted, I watch you share your silver. Your purse, rich in hate, bleeds my veins of love, shattering my bone in the dust of the Bogside and the Shankill Road. There is no issue stronger than the tissue of love. No need as holy as the palm outstretched in the run of generosity. No monstrosity greater than the acre you inflict. Who gave you the right to increase your fold and decrease the pastures of my flock? Who gave you the right? Who gave it to you? Who? And in whose name do you fight? I am not in heaven. I am here. Hear me. I am in you. Feel me. I am of you. Be me. I am with you. See me. I am for you. Need me. I am all mankind. Only through kindness will you reach me. What mast and bannered men can rock the ark and navigate a course to their anointed kingdom come? Who sailed their captain to waters that they troubled in my font, sinking in the ignorant seas of prejudice? There is no virgin willing to conceive in the heat of any bloody Sunday. You crippled children lying in cries on Derry streets, pushing your innocence to the full flush face of Christian guns, battling the blame on each other. Do not grow tongues in your dying dumb wounds speaking my name. I am not your prize in your death. You have exorcised me in your game of politics. Go home to your knees and worship me in any cloth, for I was never tailor-made. Who told you I was? Who gave you the right to think it? Take your beads in your crippled hands. Can you count my decades? Take my love in your crippled hearts. Can you count the loss? I am not orange. I am not green. I am a half-ripe fruit needing both colors to grow into ripeness. And shame on you to have withered my orchard. I, in my poverty, alone without trust, cry shame on you and shame on you again and again for converting me into a bullet and shooting me into men's hearts. The ageless legend of my trial grows old in the youth of your pulse, staggering shamelessly from barricade to grave, filing in the book of history my needless death one April. Let me, in my betrayal, lie low in my grave, and you, in your bitterness, lie low in yours. For our measurements grow strangely dissimilar. Our Father, who art in heaven, sullied be thy name.
The opinions expressed on Talk is Cheaper, Bills, the callers, and the occasional stray that wanders in the studio, they're not necessarily those of the owners, management, sponsors, staff, delivery people, janitorial service. Consider this a personal invitation to pick up the phone and exercise your constitutional right to express your opinion.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine, we're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Looking for a great holiday gift idea that won't break the bank? Remember this name.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
That's right.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
They're your local neighbors, and their coffee is always a crowd pleaser. Now's the time of year to enjoy Slow Roasted Coffee's special holiday blends. Candy cane, pumpkin pie, winter wonderland, and a favorite, cinnamon gingerbread. folks love their coffee. And if you're wondering what to give your coworker or need to pick up a host gift before you go to that holiday party, it's Slow Roasted Coffee to the rescue. Got someone out of town? Send them a gift from the happiest place on earth. Shop online at slowroasted.com. They'll ship it for you. Locally, you'll find Slow Roasted Coffee at grocery stores throughout the county. This holiday season, don't just drink coffee, enjoy it. Drink Slow Roasted Coffee. So good.
I guess it is the holiday season, right? Is that this is October? We got the little costumes and things, and then we got the turkeys, and then we got the gifts. Hi, you're Bill Benica. This is Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network on 1340 KYNS in San Luis Obispo. I'll give you phone numbers right away. They're 786-2578, 786-2578, and 1-866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. Coming up, we'll have our news update from calcosnews.com. Right now, we're going back in time. We're going back to find out what happened in history, what went on. According to the Tribune, our flashback, our highlight in history, on October 11th in 1811, the first steam-powered ferry boat, the Juliana, built by John Stevens, was put into operation between New York City and Hoboken, New Jersey. They didn't have far to go. On this date in 1890, the Daughters of the American Revolution was founded in Washington, D.C. 1932, the first American political telecast took place as the Democratic National Committee sponsored a program from a CBS television studio in New York. 1991, testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Anita Hill accused Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas of sexually harassing her. Thomas reappeared before the panel to denounce what he called a high-tech lynching. That was a Coke can, if I remember. Let's see. 10 years ago, this is the first primetime news conference since taking office. President George W. Bush said it may take a year or two to track down Osama bin Laden and his terrorist network in Afghanistan. Our birthdays today, we have country singer Gene Watson, the 68 rhythm and blues musician Andrew Wolfolk. Is that how you say his name? Wolfolk is 61. Pro Football Hall of Famer Steve Young is 50. Actress Sean Patrick Flannery is 46. Actor Luke Perry is 45. Actress Jane Krakowski is 43. Golfer Michelle Wee is 22. And happy birthday to my niece and nephew's other aunt, Robin McKee. Happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
CalcoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
This is CalcoastNews.com with Bill Benick, and let's go with this thing that, you know, I never understood in my whole life, the poker rooms. I know we have in Oceano. There's usually something always goes wrong with a poker room. That's one thing I've noticed about them. Usually there's some kind of shootings or whatever, but and there has been the one in Oceano, too. I don't know what goes on there, really, but a political fight in California over the issue of online gaming has veered from the moral path to the road to profits. There you go. Faced with looming federal legislation legalizing and regulating online gambling games such as poker, state lawmakers and a bevy of gaming interests are scrambling to come up with a plan to assure California gets its share of an anticipated future of huge revenues. And hoping to cover the margin, the California Online Poker Association, that's COPA, announced that it is launching free sites hoping to lure the estimated 2 million Californians who already play poker online on out-of-state sites. The first online site with the dubious name of CalShark.com. That's a little weird, but okay, what the heck. Players participate for free but cannot gamble real money. How are we going to make any money if there's no money involved? The association comprised the poker room owners and several Indian casino operators plan to use the free sites for branding and creating an identifiable database of future customers. Legislation on tax and control online sites developed by California business stalled this year, but proposals say that we'll be back next season with a new effort. I'm confused. They will provide thousands of jobs for California's online poker sites. And tight security techniques will ensure players are protected from theft and cheating. But they said there's no money involved. Obviously, on the new rule, there's going to be money involved. Okay. And see, like the card room thing, you know, I don't know. What are you supposed to give? Do you bet matchsticks? What do you... What are you doing? Yeah, like the old days. The matchsticks out, vinegar. So that was just one of the stranger the things that have happened. Then we have this very sad tragedy, and we seem to have them over and over and over again. Officials arrested 55-year-old Jeffrey LaChance of Paso Robles for allegedly causing an accident that left one woman dead on Monday afternoon. LaChance was driving northbound on Highway 1 south of Hearst Castle when he attempted to pass a tour bus. He clipped the bus, then crashed head-on into a Toyota Camry. A female passenger in the Camry was killed, and the male driver is in a coma. Both are from Pennsylvania. Officers booked LaChance in the San Luis Obispo County Jail on charges of vehicular homicide with gross negligence. You know, where you're not supposed to pass. That's what happens when you pass. And it sounds like he was trying to get around this tour bus and didn't quite have time. So it's kind of like, well, I'll try to get back in the lane, even though I'm, you know, my car's a half a length ahead of the tour bus. Okay, that's not good. Yeah, it was really good. All right, another thing that's going on in our world, calcosnews.com. Netflix already dropped their controversial Quickster player plan, rather, in case you hadn't heard about that. They said, hey, you know this idea we had? Ah, it's a bad idea. Uh-huh. Netflix, the country's leading movie rental business, has decided to drop their controversial plan to create two separate websites, one for DVDs and one for streaming. However, a recent price increase that led to a backlash from consumers and a slide in the company's stock price remains in place. In July, Netflix dropped a $9.99-a-month plan that let customers watch an unlimited number of movies, and we covered this yesterday, but I wanted to say it again. So then they tried this new plan, and it was no good, and they're what the heck, man, I'm passing with that program. Hey, now, we have another interesting thing that's come out of the school lunch program and people's people and where that's going and what people are saying about it. And it would be really neat if I had a computer that was fast enough to do what I needed it to. The state's report on Cayugas Elementary's percentage of students on the free or reduced lunch program appears to be incorrect, as the report misstates the number of students in the school, and 100% is based on that number. Report appears to be correct in relation to the numbers except for the countywide number. It is also questionable as it uses Cayugas' incorrect percentage to form an overall percentage. Cayugas Elementary Superintendent James J. Brescia said 25.8% of the students are on the free and reduced program. But here's what they're trying to say about this whole thing. They're saying that, you know, it sort of makes sense for us to, I don't know if it makes sense is the right word. It seems to be appealing because we're, all the school districts are cash-strapped, to make it seem like there possibly are more qualified kids for free lunch programs than there actually are kids, you know, that exist. And so, by doing so, you know, you get revenue from the feds and the state and everybody, you know, and so therefore you don't really have the kids. You don't have to spend on lunches because they didn't exist to begin with. So is this a temptation that the school districts are taking advantage of? Well, if they're like everybody else in the news for the last year, I assume. maybe not. Maybe they're special. Maybe they're special and they're out there and they're just being good folks. All right, other things are going on at calcosnews.com today. I think we've covered pretty much all of it. Other thing, though, that is interesting is the fact that we're going to appear on calcosnews.com, KYNS. Maybe not this century, maybe not my lifetime, but we're going to do it. All right. That's our calcosnews.com update for this Tuesday.
Calcosnews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Sounds pretty dramatic, doesn't it? I kind of like that texture. Okay, what I got here? I can't understand anymore. I CNN has gone completely haywire on me, and I'm like, I would take it doing now. But anyway, I think I have this. I think, do I have this? I got this here. Do I have it? And if I do have it, oh, there it is. Okay. This was an interesting story, I thought. Tony Bennett, I sinned against my gift.
The time you had in.
Go ahead.
Hollywood, mainly in the 70s. And you said this about drugs. Cocaine flowed as freely as champagne, and soon I began joining the festivities. At first, it seemed like the hip thing to do, but as time went on, it got harder and harder to refuse it when it was offered. The whole thing started sneaking up on me. I overindulged. I quickly realized I was in trouble. You were going through what almost every Hollywood star goes through at some stage. When you see the younger stars these days, or younger entertainers, not called necessarily stars, but when you see how much more available drugs now are, even than they were in your day, perhaps, does it concern you?
I learned Jack Rollins, Woody Allen's manager, he said that he managed Lenny Bruce years ago, who was a brilliant man, and he made one sentence that changed my life. He said he sinned against his talent. Somehow or other, at any given moment, you can learn, you know, and that sentence did it for me. I realized that I thought I was doing well with the drugs, and I really wasn't. And I realized that I'm sinning against the gift that was given to me by nature and by my influence of my great family. And it really stopped me cold. I did not withdraw. I had no recovery period. The minute I stopped it, I felt relieved. I felt normal. I didn't have to hide to smoke or do other naughty things. All of a sudden, I was just honest.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people in the right place all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Huge savings happen every day at Idler's Appliance Outlet.
Unbelievable savings on refrigerators, washers, dryers, ranges, dishwashers, and more. Nobody matches our selection of closeouts, floor models, and factory blemished appliances. All brand new, all with factory functional warranties. There's no need to wait for a sale. You can save 20, 30, 40% every day, and new stock arrives weekly.
Idler's Appliance Outlet. Idler's. The best prices just got better. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed right there.
All right, you're Bill. Talk is cheap. Hey, it's Tuesday and stuff, and the weather wizard's been a little bit wrong here. It hasn't quite gotten as warm as it said it was going to, but it's really quite nice fall weather, you know. It sure smells fallish. I hate summer when it goes away. Hey, by the way, now I often tell you, here's Spencer's. Let me talk about Spencer's for a second, because I love Spencer's. And I often tell you, especially when they got the cheeses on sale and stuff, let me make sure. I think they might have some cheese on sale. Let me check. I think they do. And I say, get yourself some cheese right here. Here's Boar's Head Horseradish Cheddar Cheese, which would work just fine. You mix that with a little Pecorino Romano, Parmigiano, and then some wine and stuff, and you make yourself a fondue. However, never lose track of what you're doing in a conversation with your wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, father, son, sibling, whatever. Never stop paying attention to what you're doing, because if you're doing a meat fondue and you're doing a cheese fondue, you can actually take the cheese fondue out of the cheese and you can blow on it, and then you can put it in your mouth if you want to eat it that way. It's not a problem. But when you have it in the oil that's the meat in the oil that's 6,000 degrees centigrade, and then you forget and you're thinking cheese and it's meat, and then you put that in your mouth, boy, you get a burn on your lip like nothing you've ever imagined. And add to that the stab wound I have here in my hand from it going through a piece of bread a little bit faster than I wanted to. I lost battle fondue last night. But you can try it and have more success. I swear you can. Boy, is my lips swollen. Anyway, so here you got the Boar's Head Horseradish Cheddar Cheese, which is really yummy, and you can use that in a fondue. I think that tastes really fine. And then they got fresh coleslaw for $1.99 a pound. They got chicken noodle casserole for $3.99 a pound. And they got booze, and they got wine, and they have and beer. And then they have also other great things that you might want to get hold of. Here's your Prairie Fresh Natural Pork Boneless Pork Tenderloin. You're not going to find, I really mean this, you're not going to find better pork. You're just not. I don't understand who Prairie Fresh is, but they do a good job. And then Spencer's Own Blue Cheese Sausage is $3.99 a pound. Anything else? Large barbecue oysters, $3.99 each. Anything else? Bar S sliced bacon, $3.69 each. And then they have contests going on here for this Knott's Camp Spooky VIP package. And you got an entry form right there. You put it in, they got a big draw. And you get to go down to Knott's Spooky Farm. And they and that's been in existence now for years and years and years and years. I think Mrs. Knott thought it up, you know, when she wasn't doing pies. All right, so then other things that are going on in Spencer's Fresh Markets are the great produce and stuff and the great veggies and fruits and whatnot. 99 cents a pound for local tomatoes, 2 for $3, local strawberries in a one-pound package. $4.99 a pound for Harris Ranch Baja fillets, $7.99 a pound for fresh local OPA steaks. OPA. Wild caught, and they bring them right to Morro Bay Harbor, where they sell them, and then John Spencer buys them, and then you have them. That's a good, it works out. Spencer's Fresh Markets, your IGA store, where freshness is local all the time. And don't forget your slow roasted coffee is there, and lots of your local products are always there. In San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Rio Grande, and in Santa Maria, California.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers around the world, and we never know exactly when we'll have a full house. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, phone calls, emails back home, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Donate today at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Like reggae music? Well, so do we. Hurry up yourself and link up with the like-minded reggae heads here on the Central Coast. To join the iPower Sounds Reggae Mobile Fan Club and get a free reggae CD, text the word reggae to 68255. That's the word reggae to 68255. iPowerSound.com, where the Central Coast goes for their reggae music.
Now for your community calendar. Get ready because the holidays are just around the corner and Sierra Vista Holiday Boutique is in full gear. Come on out for handcrafted items for every season and gifts for everybody. On Friday, October 14th from 7:30 to 5 at the Sierra Vista Hospital Auditorium. Coming up on Saturday, October 15th, it's the Harvest Festival at Growing Grounds Farm in Santa Maria. Come on out. There will be a barbecue, live music, farm tours, a raffle, and family fun. And if you want more information, call 934-2182. You'll want to put this on the calendar. Get ready. Saturday, October 22nd, walk to cure lupus at the Atascadero Lake Park. It kicks off at 9 o'clock in the morning. And if you want more information, 462-1022. Come on out and show your support. If you have something happening in your zip code, contact us. Calendar at RadioCentralCoast.com.
Must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts filled with passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, man must have a mate that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome
become lovers as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts filled with passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have a mate that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. Time goes by.
Yes, spelling bee at Boca Raton Elementary.
Go on up, Sarah.
Teachers calling students to the stage, the principal offering up words.
The first word is movement.
But this spelling bee is actually a ruse for 9-year-old Skylar Johnson. Behind the scenes, her father, a very nervous Staff Sergeant Theron Johnson, who she hasn't seen since last Christmas.
Only a couple minutes away, and I don't know what's going to happen. I'm about to tear up right now as we speak.
Back on the stage, Skylar is spelling the word sergeant, and the principal asks if she knows any sergeants.
Dad? You're dead. Wow.
And that's when Staff Sergeant Johnson makes his entrance.
Yes, got it.
Skylar, completely stunned and in tears at the sight of her father, a man she hasn't seen in months.
How about your dad being so sneaky like that?
I didn't mind it. I'm just glad he's here.
She holds on to her dad during the entire interview afterward. You can see her mind replaying what just happened.
It was fantastic. I thank everyone of you. Thank you so much. You don't know what this means. This is so special.
That's supposed to be why Miss Wilson chose me.
Unfortunately, Johnson is only home for the next 9 days. But all that matters to this little girl is right now.
He's having an okay day until right now.
You're having an okay day?
I was.
How's your day going now?
Perfect.
That's the end of that. Okay, I tear up myself whenever I see these things where the kids. What is that? Wait.
The new kid.
I am. I'm Bill. Nice talking to you, everybody. Okay, now I got to figure out how to correct that thing. I don't want that there. I don't want you. Okay. All right. Kids and they tear up and dad and everything coming home and it's just it tears me up all the time too. I got to tell you, I'll tell you the truth. I will. And it's just all amazing. The guy's going to be home 10 days? What's that? It's just absurd what's going on. Well, so my first thought then is to say to you, maybe it's time to bring them all home. I think it is, 10 years. And then get the Predator program really rocking and rolling. But then we find out in the weekend paper, that the Predator program has been hit with a virus. Now, try to imagine that this is what they said. But this is the military. You have to understand, the military will say anything. They don't care. They just throw it out there. And people don't believe them anyway. So what they're saying. So they said that they're not sure if the virus attack, it was a keystroke counter. And you know what those are? Where every time you press a button, it records it. It basically captures that information of what you're pressing. And so they say it may not be a problem. But the other thing that was amazing that they said was, we're not really sure if we were specifically attacked or it just sort of happened at random. The Predator drone program? Okay, I really say somebody was out to nail that son of a gun. That's just my opinion. I think that's good. Speaking of Predator drones, you know a story we never got to that was just a hoot? And I got a kick out of how they ended the story. This was, did you hear about the bald eagle that set up shop at Santa Barbara Zoo? And it was a young bald eagle and it said, you know, this looks like a smorgie to me. So they were trying to hide the animals and make sure that the eagle didn't get them, you know. I don't know if the eagle got any of them. I'm not sure. I don't think they ever said, really. But anyway, but this young eagle was hanging around, saying, okay, as soon as I get a chance to eat one of these things, I'm going to do it. If I have to cart off that giraffe, I'll try it. So, not the one with the crooked neck, he died of natural causes. But anyway, so here this eagle's hanging around the zoo. And in order to get a permit to move an eagle, you know, to transplant it, you know, in order to do that, it takes paperwork, it takes the Coastal Commission, God, and a few other of the Roman deities. So luckily, somehow, some way, somebody got hold of the thing and said, listen, we got to get this eagle out of here because it's just going to screw things up for the zoo. And so they got a super speedy permit and were able to, they took the eagle miles away. And here's what they said at the end. This young eagle, you know, hopefully will learn the feeding habits of his elders. This was the smartest eagle that has ever lived. This is the bald eagle. This is the, we want a picture of this. See, we want this eagle specifically on our money, on anything we have. This, forget those old Dumbos that are out there flying around trying to find a fish. This guy parked at the zoo and said, hey, I'm home. It was the Spencers of Eagle Places. So anyway, I don't know why they criticized him. I was pretty smart. We have to get to this story. We really have to get to this story. But let me see. It's just every time I'm doing something today, nothing seeming to go right over here. But let's see if we got... Do I have this video? Do I have this video? There's a huge terror plot involving Iran. Here's what it said. The FBI and the DEA have disrupted a plot involving Iran to commit terrorism inside the United States, a senior U.S. official told CNN Tuesday. Officials said the alleged plan was directed by elements of the Iranian government and involved a plot to kill the Saudi ambassador to the United States. Follow below for the latest developments. Yeah, good, though. Anyway, so there's all that kind of stuff. But they actually had a story on it. I'll see if I can get hold of it and get it to play. And you'll have all the details and everything. I thought I'd saved it, but apparently I was wrong. But then again, I'm the guy that thought that the fondue fork that had the cheese was actually the one that had the meat. So here's, I got it right here in just a second. It's going to play in 7 seconds, so we're going to get the whole scoop on this whole thing. So this was going to happen inside the U.S. I don't know how we do these things. I don't know how we thwart these things. It's amazing to me.
What we know at this point is coming from two senior U.S. officials who are telling CNN that the FBI and the Drug Enforcement Agency, DEA, disrupted a plot to commit terror in the United States. And that plot was to assassinate the Saudi ambassador to the United States. His name is Mansour al-Bassar. And we are told by those two U.S. senior officials that this was directed by elements of the Iranian government. Now, how this was supposed to work, we're told that a man was contacting or trying to solicit members of the Mexican drug cartels to assassinate the Saudi ambassador. Again, that's about what we know. Obviously, a lot of major implications for this story.
Jill, I mean, do you have any idea when this was supposed to take place? I mean, how close were they to something actually happening before they foiled this?
At this point, we don't have a lot of details beyond that, but certainly we are trying to gather those as quickly as we can.
Do you expect that the Iranian government will respond to this, will have anything to say about this?
Well, they usually do respond to certain things, but how quickly it would happen and also what they would say is unknown at this point. But presumably we could get something, and obviously the Saudis would be interested perhaps in saying something as well.
And in terms of relationships between countries, how this all works, why the Saudi ambassador to the U.S.?
Well, the Saudis and the Iranians really are, you'd have to say, at odds. They in many areas of the world. So that could be one of the reasons, but I think you'd have to really dig deeply into exactly what was going on here and why they would want to do it in the United States.
And we know certainly that the Mexican drug cartels are certainly well armed. Any hint as to how this was supposed to go down?
No, but as you noted, definitely there are elements of drug cartels in Mexico that are every bit as powerful as conventional armies. They have a lot of weapons and a lot of money. So how they were going to do this, obviously it would seem that they would not come in, you know, with an army, but there would be some way. Assassination, we'd have to define what assassination means, but it's very serious.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it usually means you go in and you kill some guy. That's usually what it means. But it could be different here. Wait, click off. I'm done with you, dang you. Anyhow, so that's usually how it works right there. Okay, so let's see if we can move that over here. Let's see if we can get rid of it. It's not easy being me. There was Bill, Talk is Cheap, on a Tuesday, and I have nobody coming in today. Who do I have tomorrow? Somebody's coming in, I think, tomorrow. Not sure. And Calhoun's coming in Thursday. Because we have more doggy stuff. You know what? They had some neat pictures in the paper of the Dogtoberfest. And we were pleased to have an interview there. And this was this is all the little doggies and what they did and why they did it. And so here's one dressed as a sailor. I don't trust that one right there, I'll tell you. Here's one's a deer. This one's just kind of spiffy. And then this one up here has I think it's a Marine Corps hat. Hey, sailor, turn around. Okay. All right. Here was another thing that's kind of interesting. Let's get rid of this gossipy foolishness right now, because we have to get rid of it right now. Hank Williams Jr. Wants to strike back with a song. So Hank Williams Jr., inside a matter of days, put together a song that he basically is saying, I'm going to get back at Fox, and I'm going to get back at because of the interview, and then I'm going to get back at ESPN. And so he wrote, you know, a thing that means nothing to anyone. It's really kind of pathetic, to tell you the truth. As if he's going to have any influence on how many people are going to watch football. I don't think so. You could be wrong, but I don't think so. All right, now, other things that I read that was kind of interesting. There has to be, this is sort of a discriminatory thing to begin with anyway. Because, you know, you have to go back to, And I know this sounds really weird, you know, but there's a lot of people that don't make a lot of money and can't just go out and buy a new Prius, let's say. I'm going to use that as a hybrid. I know there's other hybrids, but we use the Prius as an example. So I looked at the MSRP on a Prius, and this is one that's bare bones, no headlights, no wheels, no tires, you know, no exhaust pipe, you know, no roof, and no seats. And that's $23,000is the MSRP on it. So then the moment you add anything, and I'm saying the moment you add dust to the ashtray, the price goes up $10,000. So then the people that can't afford the 30 grand Prius, you know, are sitting there going, well, I'd like one, but I can't afford it, you know. But here's what happens. So the Prius people, and the hybrids, they got to go into the fast lane, you know, what do you call it, the commuter lane, in the high speed lane. Okay, look it up, Bill. What's that? Carpool. It's called carpool lane. So they get to go into the carpool lane for the last couple of years, and if they only had one person in the car, because they figure they're getting 50 miles a gallon, that's pretty cool. Whatever. I think that's discriminatory. I don't think that's right. So now they're not in there. So here's, they did a study, which UC Berkeley. They did a study. And we have UC Berkeley's in the news beyond that today. But UC Berkeley's in the doing a study. And they're saying that now what happens is, because there's now more traffic in the regular lanes, things have slowed down. They said by, they had a percentage here. They said they think it's slowed down by 15%, the speed of the freeway. And then it's worse also because the people that are in the carpool lanes, because the other lanes are more packed, it's harder for people to get out of the carpool lanes and in them again. And I, heavens knows, I've experienced that myself in L.A. It's like, hey, here's what I think. This is, I think it's more fair. You know what I'm saying? You take like Mondays or Fords can ride in the carpool lane. Tuesdays, Chevys, then Chrysler, then Toyota, then Nissan. And we'll get to where we finally have this any other car type thing. You know, it gets to be in there Sunday when they're going to do the least amount of damage. I'm just trying to be fair. Right? Trying to be King Solomon here, but it's not working that good for me. Yeah. Steve Jobs' cause of death was released. He had respiratory failure due to the pancreatic cancer. Oh man. Okay, let's go over a little bit of what happened with Jerry Brown. First, let me mention this to you. Okay, try to imagine this. Inside of a week, Jerry Brown has 870 bills before him. 870 bills. And he's supposed to read all these and then vote on them? I don't think so. All right, so here's some of what happened. Signed or vetoed. Here are a few of the stuff. Signed, grocery checkouts. I don't care what AB it is. Who cares? Prohibits grocery stores from selling beer, wine, or liquor using self-checkout stands. And that's been kind of a bone of contention, but just understand. All right. Although the weird thing about self-checkout is there's always somebody right there anyway. Do you know what I mean? Okay. Sobriety checkpoints restricts local police from impounding vehicles at sobriety checkpoints if the driver's only offense is not being licensed. Because they're saying that, you know, cities are making fortunes by locking up cars, you know, doing the sobriety checkpoint that actually has an ulterior motive, and that is to snatch a car. All right, other things would have required all corporations, this was vetoed, would have required all corporations of Mandeville's tax breaks enacted after January 1st automatically end in 10 years. Let's veto that. Superstores would have required local governments to study the economical impact of proposed Walmart and other superstores before approving them. They're... Okay, that's fine. That's been done over and over and over and over and over and over. How many studies have been done in Tascadero, for instance? They're done over and 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 over. Well, here's the big Half Moon Bay pumpkin, swashing the old record. Here's a pumpkin that weighs 1,704 pounds. Holy dump truck. So this guy, his dude, Leonardo Urena, he gets, for his orange thumb, Urena will get $10,224, $6 per pound, plus another $1,000 for producing the biggest California pumpkin. Now, here's the other thing. The only thing wrong with the big pumpkins is they're all misshapen and weird looking. They don't really even look like a pumpkin, you know what I'm saying? So you can't really use it in advertising or anything. It's better just to get a computer and make a decent looking pumpkin. Well, I guess we have nothing else to do in October, so, you know, until Halloween comes along. So we figure we'll do that. Okay. Other things that are going on. Oh, here's a huge, long thing that I'm not going to get into at all. Did the FBI have the wrong man? This is the questionable case against the suspect, Bruce Ivins, in the anthrax thing. So here's all this. This goes on for days, this whole thing. So it's interesting. But you decide if you want to read it. Then PG&E pressed on inspection spending. You know, they're trying to say, well, did you spend any money inspecting the pipelines? I'm sure the progress is not a lot. Why did it take forever for this story to hit the paper? We had this story a week ago. I mean, it was just out there. The Florida Deep Sea Company that discovered the ship from the First World War that was full of silver. And it sank on February 19th, 1917. And so it has about $19 million worth of silver. I played a thing for you about the guy that found it with a funny little underwater jobber dude. And he said, yeah, we're pretty happy about that. We're going to start picking up the coinage. And I said, who determines whose coinage it is anymore? I mean, is if it's in international waters, does it that automatically like the Titanic? if they wanted to, you know, scoop up, they wanted to salvage more stuff from the Titanic. If I went down there, let's say I had a big ship and one of them little underwater doo-doos, could I just go to the Titanic and say, I'm taking this whether you like it or not? I don't know the answer to that. Who decides these things? There must be somebody. There's always somebody that decides these things. Guess what? You don't have to go to Italy if you're in England to see the Leaning Tower of Pisa because Big Ben is tilting ever so slightly. How fun is that? Big man. So there you go right there. So let's see. Oh, here's another thing about the governor's signing the bills. It says he helped us with one to help youths get GEDs and reimburse counties for some court costs. UN says Afghan officials are using torture in Afghanistan, they're waterboarding each other, and it has to stop. So, Dan, this is kind of really cool. I love it when great things happen for Cal Poly and for the city of Berkeley, where apparently they're smoking a fat one up there every time they vote on something. let's do that first. Berkeley's nuclear-free status is under fire. Councilman says the law, a statement against proliferation, is hurting the city's finances because they won't do business with anybody that vaguely does business with anything that has to do with the nuclear industry. So they're just saying this new city councilman is saying you're crazy about this. We're losing money out the yin yang. He said the city it bans the city from investing in treasury bonds, notes and bills, and a struggling economy. The city's finance director should have more flexibility and options for investments, he said. Ideally, he wants to eliminate the entire law, which is a wide-ranging ban on anything dealing with the nuclear energy or companies that have connections to nuclear power. That includes the U.S. government, as well as research facilities and even purchases of non-nuclear products from energy companies. Somewhere along the line, I mean, is that like San Luis Obispo? So, like, we had a product that was made in San Luis Obispo, but we got Diablo Canyon, so Berkeley wouldn't buy it. Is that right? That makes sense. Okay. And here's the thing. Cal Poly's got ideas for plane efficiency, taking flight at Cal Poly. They got a big old grant, you know, big old NASA grant, you know, $4.5 million. And so it's a four-year grant, and now it's the last year is the largest that the university ever received for a research project, according to, I love these names they have these days. Xenia Bixler. Cal Poly Director of Grants and Development. So here they have a picture of an airplane with it. What they do is they put the motors on top, and they put little slits in the wings, and they say that makes it work better. When you can make a foolproof airplane, I'll get on one. Okay. Pismo's bed tax sets a record. You want to go spend the night there? You want to get a staycation there? Go down to Pismo, slap you around. Pismo Beach brought in more than $1 million in transient occupancy tax revenue in July, the highest amount the city has ever brought in during a single month, at about $88,000 more than it collected in July of 2010. So I guess if people are paying it, I guess we're okay. And then they're going to TJ Advertising. John Sergen frying the gang over there. They got the bid to kind of promote Pismo Beach more. Pismo Beach. Not only can you find clams here that you're not allowed to take home, but we have the highest bed tax in the United States. So think how special you'll feel when you're laying in that bed that costs you an extra $40. That'll work. Sorry. Now here I got Second Amendment people that are going to say, Bill, I thought you were kind of big pro Second Amendment, and I am. But you know, when the Second Amendment was passed, you know, in the Bill of Rights about carrying guns and all that, being able to have a gun, we were farmers and hunters. We went out, and if you wanted to have dinner, you had to go out and hunt for it, you know, in a lot of places. So carrying a gun, you know, and they didn't have handguns back then, of course, they just had rifles. And so you say, well, but if you just keep on going through the ages, it should remain the same. But some things don't remain the same. And I admit, Brown bans open carrying of handguns in California. The police, people show up just because they can or could with a handgun strapped to their hips, which are unloaded. That's the rule. And then everybody flips out. You know, they start calling the cops and saying, what the heck is going on? And the cops, instead of being able to take care of business, they got to do this other stuff and take, you know, go and assure everybody it's okay and make sure the guns aren't loaded. I really have to say, I don't see any point to it whatsoever. There's no way I see a point to it in this day and age. Except, if you want to be freaky. Yeah, you want to be freaky and scare the crap out of people and carry a big handgun, you know, big old 44 in your hip. There's something maybe quite not right with you, to tell you the truth. So I have a problem with that. I don't really see that there's any necessity for it whatsoever. Now, people, you can stuff gun racks in the back of your trucks and all that kind of stuff for rifles. You know, if you're a hunter, as long as the bolt is out or whatever, it has to be out of the clip. I'm okay with that. It's just walking around like Wyatt flipping Earp, you know. Yeah, it's not cool.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. The allegation is shocking that high-level Iranian officials were authors and directors of a terror plot to be carried out in Washington, D.C.
I think one has to be concerned about the chilling nature of what the Iranian government attempted to do here.
It's Attorney General Eric Holder.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. Attorney General Eric Holder said the Al-Quds Force, part of Iran's government, was planning to set bombs here in America's capital to assassinate the ambassador of Saudi Arabia and then to carry out a string of attacks by hiring killers from a Mexican drug gang. The man contacted by one of the defendants in Mexico was a U.S. undercover agent. Those meetings began 5 months ago.
Michael Singh at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
This would be a significant escalation and a very provocative one in the 30-year-long hostile sort of conflict between the United States and Iran.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says new sanctions are being prepared to punish Iran. To Israel, one soldier is worth 1,000 jailed Palestinians.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that Israel and Hamas have signed an agreement for a prisoner swap. Sources say Israel will free 1,000 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for captive soldier Gilad Shalit, who has been held for more than 5 years in Gaza. Netanyahu said Shalit would return home in the coming days. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie endorses Mitt Romney for the presidential race.
America cannot survive another 4 years of Barack Obama, and Mitt Romney is the man we need to lead America, and we need him now. So that's why I'm here.
Vitamin E could increase a man's prostate cancer risk. That is a new study.
The results were apparently a shock to the study's author.
That was a completely unexpected finding. We don't really understand the biology behind that.
Cleveland Clinic urologist Dr. Eric Klein studied results from about 35,000 men who took selenium and vitamin E.
Men who took vitamin E alone were at a 17% increased risk of developing prostate cancer.
Klein says the increased risk was discovered after extended follow-up periods, which could mean long-term effects even after a patient has stopped taking vitamin E. His advice? Don't take it. Peter King, CBS News, New York.
Dozens of people have been busted in southern Arkansas for alleged corruption. U.S. Attorney Christopher Thayer.
These 70 individuals charged today are not the end of this investigation. They are, in fact, the beginning. They are the first weeds we are pulling up.
More than 50 people have been arrested so far, included among them 5 police officers. It is a federal investigation, 4 years in the making. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 16 points today. The NASDAQ was up 16, and oil prices were about $85.86 a barrel. This is CBS News.
What can you do to help keep your employees happier, healthier, and more productive? Offer them great benefits. At United Healthcare, we have solutions designed to help. The Good Medical Plan is a great place to start. But to really make a difference, think about adding dental, vision, life, disability, and critical illness insurance. Wondering if you can afford it? You'd be surprised. You can purchase United Healthcare specialty benefits products separately or together. And when you combine them with your purchase of a United Healthcare medical plan, you may save even more. You also have the option to share the cost with your employees. And with United Healthcare, you have lots of choices. Medical, dental, vision, life, disability, and critical illness. Benefits that help you and your employees grow healthy. Talk to your broker today. Learn more at uhespecialtybenefits.com. Dental, vision, and critical illness coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company of Hartford, Connecticut, or its affiliates. Critical illness may not be available in all states. Life and disability products provided by United Healthcare Insurance Company and in California by Unimerica Life Insurance Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and in New York by Unimerica Life Insurance Company of New York City.
In Topeka, Kansas, misdemeanor domestic violence cases will get a pass for lack of money.
It's not that city lawmakers are turning a blind eye to domestic violence. Councilwoman Karen Hiller says,
we don't have the consultation rooms available. We don't have the staff that has the experience. We don't have the court services system for it.
The hope is to force the cases back to Shawnee County DA Chad Taylor, who said he'd no longer prosecute misdemeanors after the county hit him with a 10% budget cut.
If appropriate funding for public safety had been allocated, we wouldn't be in this situation.
Critics say it's a budget game of chicken that puts victims of domestic violence in danger. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
A white-tailed deer charged into a Sprint mobile phone store in Tredyffrin Township, Pennsylvania. It jumped over a counter, knocked over a monitor, blasted into a bathroom sink, bloodied itself a bit, and finally found the door again and bounded back out and into the woods. The workers say it is amazing the damage a scared deer can do. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Do you run a small business? How do you back up your computer files? If the answer is not Carbonite Business, you can do better. Unlike external drives or DVDs, Carbonite delivers online backup protection for all your computers. That's automatic, continual, and off-site. Finally, a better way to backup. Online for as little as $229 a year. Try it free today at Carbonite.com. Use offer code FINALLY and get two bonus months with purchase. Carbonite.com. Offer code FINALLY.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-970-2611 or go to quickenloans.com.
Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Till then,
nothing but time till then. We'll dream of what there will be till then. We'll call on each memory till then. When I will hold you again, please wait till then.
Talk is cheap.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed, which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more Cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better, like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. That's what Charter customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter Internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
There you go, Davy Crockett for Miami Vice. He had his own theme right there. That was pretty good. He had, not the Miami Vice thing, but he had his own little song, which I thought was pretty special. Yeah, you're with Bill Benick at Talk is Cheap on 1340 KYNS, your news station in San Luis Obispo. And we're rocking and rolling. We're looking at the news and find what the heck's going on. Here's kind of a marketing thing I never quite get. I always scratch my head and go, you know, I mean, if you're advertising feminine products that are used by women, then naturally you're going to advertise to women. I understand that. But when you just are advertising something, you know, and then so you have a Dr. Pepper's come up with this strange idea. Dr. Pepper 10, it's not for women. The new soda goes out of its way to target men, telling women to keep the romantic comedies and lady drinks. Now, I don't claim to be an advertising genius, although I have won some awards. But I would do something entirely different than that. I don't want women not to drink the thing. I'm not trying to drive women away from my product. Why would you want to do that for? It's just a soda pop, for God's sake. But you're saying, okay, the impression is that women are the ones that drink diet soda. So I'd have a supermodel. They're in everything now. They call them that. I don't know what's super about them. They're just models. You know? they usually are attractive and whatnot. When's the last time you saw an ugly person do an ad? Okay, so anyway, so you have a woman, and so and then you say that the narrator goes, so you think that this, or maybe you have a little group of supermodels. So go, so you think this should are only enjoyed by these? And you show the supermodels. Maybe if you did something with this, and you show a fat gut like mine, you know, you're a little pudgy. And say, maybe if you did something about this and drank more of these, and that's, see, that's the come on. You're just telling people to drink more soda pop, even though they just take other, and drink more of these, you could get one of those back to the supermodels. That's the fantasy thing that everybody, that's advertising is a big fantasy thing. I need to take over their account. I really mean it. So it's called Dr. Pepper 10. 10 bold. And of course, you either like Dr. Pepper or you don't. That's the way it is. Kids, because it's a soda pop, kids, even if they're not quite sure if they like it, you can give a Dr. Pepper to a kid, and they'll go, okay, and they're not sure if they like it or not, but they'll chug it down, you know, just because they were given a soda pop. But when you get to adulthood, then you either like those things, or you're like, what were they thinking of with this? So I think they have other things they need to work on. Okay. I can only try to help as much as I can. Now, Groupon has stopped displaying the exact number of daily deal vouchers purchased on its websites, a move that Chicago-based company said was to foil outside attempts to estimate its total sales. In the past, each Groupon webpage for an individual deal would show how many copies had been sold, coupons, rather, been sold. The new format now says over a certain number has been sold. For example, Chicago's featured deal Monday for ice cream parlor Bobtail said over 1,800 bought. And the whole story of Groupon is not, I think we've talked about this, it's not to be understood. It's, I forget how many millions of dollars, billions of dollars, I don't know what the heck the number was. I think it was billions. Groupon was offered by Google, and they turned it down. You know, this was, you know, back 6 months ago. They turned it down. And then their fate has completely turned around, and they were hoping for an IPO that was up in the stratosphere. But that doesn't look like it's going to happen anymore. So it'll be, there's somebody out there kicking themselves in the butt, going, "Oh God, I should have." This person should actually bend over and let everybody kick them in the butt. Say, "Here, that was a bad decision. Let's turn on $1 billion." Oh my God. Because what happened is, I mean, look at the Tribune has a thing every day. You can get the daily deal. They got then we got all kinds of other daily deals all over the place. You know? I'm not saying that some of them aren't good, but the people that are doing them have expressed deep concern over the fact is, are they, if you give me a deal, is it going to bring the person back a second time? Now, I'll speak for Nancy and I. We have, you know, we every now and then somebody says, "Here's a deal." In general, if we've gone and enjoyed something, we'll go back. In general, I'd say that's true. And we'll tell other people it was good too. Nancy asked me the other day. She said, "What's the favorite restaurant you've ever eaten at?" You know, with my track record of eating, you know, it's like, holy cow, you know, are we doing this alphabetically? Are we doing it by state? You know, country? What are we doing? Yeah. I think the most interesting, spiffy meal I ever had was the Highlands Inn up in Carmel. That's it. I'm just going to tell you. So if you have an anniversary, special occasion, whatnot, I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't park. But there was a time. And if you ever want to go someplace and just have it be completely, and make sure you get dessert, because I have a special dessert that is phenomenally, insanely cool. And the food is also insanely cool and good. And they give you enough to eat. You know, it's not one of those, the way they put the poo-poo on the plate. You know, and go, oh, we squirted some sauce on there, so that must be worth $35. It's not, they don't do that. So I'm just telling you. pretty good. Apple says pre-orders of iPhones 4S break a record. They've already people are ordering them up there. The base model of the iPhone 4S costs $200 with a two-year contract. It's a faster processor and improved camera compared to last year's model. However, some customers and investors were disappointed that Apple didn't launch more radical new model. It's been more than a year since the previous model was released. How radical do they want to be? What they want to do? It does everything now. It's a phone, for God's sake. It's a phone that does everything. You can watch sports, take pictures and send them to people, go to Facebook, go to Twitter, go to anything you want to do. Apps out the yin-yang. This is for a little phone. I think some complain too much. But, you know, Steve Jobs is not with us any longer, so if you think that you can beat that phone, you think you can come up with something that's better than that phone, the field is wide open. The field is wide open. All right, I'm going to go backwards all the way to Saturday because it was a pink paper. It was a pink paper right here, and I thought, you know, that's pretty special they did that. I don't even know how they do a pink paper. So I thought that's kind of cool. All right, so here's what's going on. Peace Prize is awarded. I haven't really been reporting on the Peace Prizes that have been won by so many. it's everybody but me. I get that way. I get persnickety and say, hey, excuse me. Why is it everybody but me? I've done some peaceful things. Not prize worthy, perhaps, but peaceful nonetheless. All right, what else is going on? Off-highway group scopes out dunes. State Parks Division will tour area and meet to discuss such issue as dust pollution, which, you know, we expected was going to happen anyway. So, That would be, now see, that's a Vegas, that's a card room, that's a Vegas-style bet right there. People in California could bet on will the recreational vehicle area survive the scrutiny of about 75 organizations and scientific bodies. Will it survive or will it not survive? I have to tell you the truth. I wouldn't lay money down either side of that bet. I would not take that bet. Sony's bought the movie rights to Steve Jobs' story. Okay, you hadn't heard. Prince Harry's reported for duty. They're always in the Royal Air Force. They fly a helicopter around a bit, and that works. It's better than being in the commandos. Because you, after all, you're going to have a pretty good life when you get out. And if you join the commandos, you may not get out. Yeah. Now, this is really weird. This story here, come on, give me a break. Does anybody... I can't imagine that somebody comes up with the things that they come up with. They're just dumb. Police say a New Mexico man pretending to be a police officer pulled over a real Albuquerque Police Department detective and is facing charges. Whoops. The TV reports that this guy was given a citation Wednesday on charges of impersonating a police officer, then arrested for an outstanding warrant. Can't you just be arrested for impersonating a police officer? I would think so. According to police, the 42-year-old turned on his strobe lights on his white Chevy Tahoe in an attempt to stop a driver who turned out to be an undercover officer. But Albuquerque said he was not impersonating an officer and was instead asking the driver why he was in the parking lot next to an auto auction yard where his friend works. That works out. That makes sense. And this is kind of too bad. Newcastle, Pennsylvania, 50-foot-long bridge has been stolen. And so they say they're baffled by the crime and have no idea who took it. State police report says the 20-foot-wide span in North Beaver Township was missing between September 27th and Wednesday. The bridge was made out of corrugated steel and valued about 100,000 bones. Thieves used a blowtorch to cut apart. The bridge is in the woods along a railroad line about 60 miles north of Pittsburgh. What are bridges worth these days? Is there an extra bonus thing for bridges? I don't know. So I was just wondering. mild rising violence and a failing drug war. Things in Mexico are not going good. You know, there's dead people all over the place, and things are not good at all. All right. Other things are going on. Other things in the pink paper. You should have this color every day. I kind of like it. Okay, so here's more of this. Federal prosecutors say law intended to help people has been hijacked, and this is the medical marijuana thing. Latest torture case involves a girl who got away at the Department of Motor Vehicles as a 12-year-old. And I'm not going to go into the details of that at all. I understand, but we don't need to. It's people that are just insane, that do insane things to other people. That's enough of that. All right, Army aviators in high demand. That's why Prince Harry there said, okay, well, I'll go into that high-demand Army aviator stuff. Helicopter pilots are serving several tours and are flying a rough 63 hours a month. It's a third deployment for some. I'm getting out of this one, he said. This guy said, I'm enough of this flying around. This war is so helicopter-centric, said Colonel T.J. Jameson, the brigade commander. We've just limited in the number of helicopters we have. And they're absolutely needed. You can't get enough aviation in Afghanistan right now. The pilots are flying roughly 60 hours a month, by five times the peacetime average, and often through rugged Afghan mountain terrain in the pitch black night. Phew. I would say the Vietnam War was somewhat helicopter-centric. Right? There were a lot of Hueys. Yeah. Out of here. Then there was a cobra. Cobra flew over the other day. It was yesterday. I recognized it. You know what's really weird? This is what's really weird if you're a veteran. Like a veteran of Afghanistan or Iraq, of course, they would recognize a Black Hawk immediately. They would recognize the sound of a Black Hawk. A Vietnam vet will recognize a Huey Cobra or a regular Huey in 1 second. And here's because we didn't know what else to do with our time. The U.S. Senate has approved a resolution apologizing for the nation's past discrimination laws that targeted Chinese immigrants, such as the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882. I always have mixed emotions when I read these things. I'm like, you know, I wasn't there in 1882. I didn't do the Chinese Exclusion Act. I wasn't for kicking the Chinese out of San Luis Obispo to build the railroad, although there were a lot of people who were. So it wasn't me. And so for me to apologize to somebody that I had nothing to do with, you know, all those years ago, it was like we were talking about Columbus yesterday. You know, I had nothing to do with it. So what does my apology really mean? Not much, I would say, but I suppose from the U.S. government, I guess, you know, that and $9 to buy a cup of Starbucks. Okay, I guess that'll work. The Federal Center for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday 21 people have now died nationwide as a result of the listeria outbreak from Colorado cantaloupe. Man, that's just sad. Okay. Then you got all the wars going on and all that. Here's an interesting ad. This is a we're getting edgier here in the Tribune, I gotta tell you. Here's four co-eds with their shirts pulled up, and it says, not all the way up, but they have POLY on their bellies. And you know, so they took a picture of it for an ad, football game. This was for the game. But the interesting thing is, you notice the young men that are around, they don't pay attention anymore. You know what I mean? They're used to that. That's just what the normal thing is now. It's just kind of how it works right there. Okay. We are going to take a break. I don't even know what this is that we're going to hear about the Culture Fest. Vance is going to tell us about that, and then we have another very famous World War II song sung by Graham Boulevard.
It's that time of year again. Cal Poly's Multicultural Center is putting on the 14th Annual Culture Fest in downtown Snow's Mitchell Park. Come join the fun and festivities Sunday, October 16th from 12 noon to 5 p.m. as they celebrate cultural diversity and awareness through crafts, a variety of food, and entertainment. There will be over 30 cultural organizations from the Cal Poly campus and community that will be involved in the event this year. The event is free and is perfect for people of all ages and backgrounds. Families are encouraged to come check out their newly improved Kids Zone. They also will be featuring special guest Jeff Burnett, who is an up-and-coming musician with over 240 YouTube viewers. So head on into Mitchell Park Sunday, October 16th, from 12 noon to 5 p.m. and enjoy all the fun. It's a great way to spend the day with the family and see what Cal Poly's Multicultural Center has to offer. The 14th Annual Culture Fest, let the cultural safari begin.
How do you make car care simple? Put all the experts you need under one roof. That's how Midas works. Whether it's oil changes, brakes, alignments, or advanced engine diagnostics, the choice is simple. Drive all over town or head to Midas, where you'll find technicians trained on state-of-the-art equipment, all in one convenient location. How's that for making car care simple? Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Visit us at Midas.com.
It's a jungle out there. A messy tangle of eat at the same old place, do the same old thing. Unless you have Living Social. Living Social finds places you never knew about, fun things you haven't tried, and half-price deals on it all. From sushi to NASCAR, wine to watercolors, you could save 65% on a slimming body wrap, or even 70. See the best, most civilized side of your town. Sign up for free at livingsocial.com right now and start saving at least 50%.
Tangerine, she is all they claim.
Wait, can I do that again? Wait. How did that start? Hold on. Wait. Let me one more time. Holy cow. It blew my ears out. I'm wearing headphones. So that may be it. I'm going to keep my headphones on. Try one more time. Here we go. Ready? Tangerine, Grand Boulevard.
Tangerine.
Wow. Trumpet action.
She is all they claim. With her eyes of night and lips as bright as flame. Tangerine, when she dances by, senorita stare and cavaliero sigh. And I've seen toasts to Tangerine raised in every bar across the Argentine. Yeah, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to Tangerine. Tangerine, she is all they claim, with her eyes of night and lips as bright as flame. When she dances by, senorita stare and all the fellas sigh. And I've seen toasts to Tangerine raised in every bar across the Argentine. Yeah, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to Tangerine. I mean to tell you that she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to Tangerine.
You're now in Bill Benica's world, where talk is cheap.
I haven't got over the first note yet. I'm a heart defibrillator out there. It's like, holy cow. Now you're with Bill. And that was so I decided to do World War II music. I don't know what this is. All right, the last thing we hear is in World War II. I guess we found something there. I got lazy. Okay. At least I admit it. That's a good thing about me. I'll tell you right away. All right, let's find out what else is happening today. Oh, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to check with CNN here and see what they got to say about anything. Some of the stuff isn't loading right for CNN right now. I don't know why. Protesters in March on millionaires. Will protests stay calm? Wall Street protests in historical roots. Okay, leather news. Deal reached to free Israeli soldier. Did you hear what they're going to do? They're going to like a thousand Palestinians for one Israeli soldier. Okay, that's a good deal. Governor Christie's back Romney. Jobs bill faces likely Senate defeat. We're moving right along with that. GOP candidates to debate on economy. 10,000 jobs to vanish from Wall Street. Greece close to getting bailout funds. Hurricane Jova near its Mexican coast. I had a really weird story about a pencil. Stabbed this guy in the eye socket, this kid, but he's okay. Meet the NFL's nicest player. How do they decide that? Here it is. Troy Polamalu. He's got the most hair of anybody in the NFL, but I don't know why he's the number one guy. Oh, Sports Illustrated. They asked that their readers. Said, who do you think the nicest guy is? And they said, this guy right here, Troy Polamalu. I don't know exactly how scientific a study that is and what it's based on. Oh, this is a big deal right here. This is like big news. You know, this Dancing with the Stars has become like more important than anybody can possibly imagine for some reason. And so there was a near-perfect score, movie score of madness, on Dancing with the Stars is what they're talking about. So there, and Cher has a front-row seat to cheer on Chaz Bono. But anyway, let's see what they said about who just reigns supreme here.
CNN, I'm going to write you a theme song.
I'm not a dancer, and I'm not any more comfortable. Every week, it's challenging, and this dance was the most challenging by far for me. He is amazing. He came up with the idea of doing it in silhouette. You know, I think he's just an incredible choreographer.
Last week's dance was really hard. It didn't make a lot of sense. This dance made sense to me. The steps and everything. It was easy. It was easiest. I memorized it in a day. It just fit me. This one. It was so great to have her there and to have my whole family there supporting me. It was awesome.
Cher was here. I think I'm the only other celebrity other than her own child that she hugged. Just saying. We wanted to really kind of pay homage to the movie and make it kind of piratey. So we had all the like knee slapping and the this business. And I think it was good. We got thrown off a little bit in the beginning because our swords landed under our feet.
I am having fun with it, and it's like...
Where's this great score? Give me the score thing.
My dress when I did a split at the end, but I did manage to get back up. I'm kind of conditioning my...
You're born.
I'm on a soccer field. He's my coach. I'm
better at, but we still had a solid performance, 3/8, I'll take any day.
Well, that really sucked, that whole thing there. I apologize. You know, sometimes I get sucked into them because I don't know. I haven't heard it before either. So all of a sudden I'm playing the thing. I'm thinking it's going to be interesting. And somebody got almost perfect score. That's pretty good. That's like the Olympics in that way. You know, if you get to 3/9 or something, you're pretty good. 3/10 is a perfect score. That really turned out to suck. All right, you're a Bill. It's 22 minutes before the hour, 2 o'clock. My phone numbers are 786-2578, 786-2578. And 1-866-937-1340, in case you want to buzzard in and talk about something. All right, other things going on. Here's what I was telling you about the other day. I guess I just am really impressed with the fact that people are going into business, you know, with new restaurants and stuff. So here's a new one. It's going to open Beer Shop and Tap in Pismo. New restaurant on Price Street will occupy the spot of Utopia Bakery. Moose Deli and Brew. Sandwich and beer. It's going to be at 950 Price Street in Pismo. So the Moose Deli and Brew is hoping for a different fate than their last people. I hope, I wish them well. I just, you know. But because people want to pay the highest bed tax anywhere in the United States, they come to Pismo and have a great time. Okay, other things going on. Bank fees and the free market. However, they had another report today that basically said that people are really getting fed. Do I have that? People are fed. The whole B of A thing and everything is just blown up in their face, and people are saying, fine, I'm going elsewhere. And no, I bank where I bank, not because I choose to just bank there. It's not like if you sit here, Bill, okay, let's say you're starting over today. Which bank would you choose? Would you choose the one you're banking at, or would you choose something else? I confess, I'd choose something else. But, you know, by the time you get done with direct deposits and direct payment and direct this and direct that, which is very convenient, I have to admit, you know. But, you know, then to try to start that all over again, it's daunting. It's daunting. And being basically a lazy man, I find that really tough. So, you know, it's I just kind of go with the flow. But if they throw a curveball my way that's too much of a curveball, I'm going to just say, I don't think so. I talked to someone who I will leave nameless at this point, but interesting, and a man who has quite a bit of money. And so we were having lunch one day, and we were talking about, you know, banks and things and what's going on, and so how life's going. And so he said that because I had to send a money order to somebody, I had to use a money order. I didn't have to, but I preferred to. And so I went into my bank, and they charged me like $6 or $10 or something for a flipping money order. But I said, okay, I'd rather still do it this way, you know. But so he went into his bank, okay, and I'm not going to exaggerate anything here. He said he went into his bank, he asked for a money order, and they said, okay, it's going to be like $10. And so this was in Santa Barbara. And so he said, I have to give you $10 for my money that's in the bank? And they go, oh, yeah. He goes, what loan do I have here? So they said, we have a home loan in here. It's about $100,000 left on it. He said, I'll pay for it, I want my mortgage, and I'm not going to do business with you ever again. Now, see, not many of us could do that. You know, well, here's $100,000 with that. He could, and he did. It's always, you know, there are people that are in certain positions of power in some ways that you can say, okay, well, heck with you. I'm not there, but I wish I was. I need $100,000 just so I can be uppity. Okay. Act up in a bank. All right. Other things. This first Apple. About 30 years ago, before the internet, I was talking on the phone with our grandson, Joel, who was 8. I asked him what he wanted for Christmas. He said, an apple to eat. I thought that's a mighty great kid for asking something you can get at the grocery store every day. Then his father, Charlie, computer engineer, explained that Joel was talking about an Apple IIe. So he didn't want Apple to eat. He wanted Apple IIe, which was what Charlie used in his work. Today, Joel is a computer engineer as well and has all Apple products. This was the first time I had heard of Apple. Almost everyone in the world has thanks to Steve Jobs. This is words from Oregon. Okay. And then I'm not even going to read it. Sorry. It's the person who lives in San Simeon who, for some reason, writes the Tribune 3-4 times a year to complain about smoke. No, just wood smoke. Why wouldn't you, you know, you would think that someone that was so adverse to something would move to, for instance, a city where you don't have any wood smoke. Aren't there cities that, you know, you have to have gas fireplaces and all that kind of stuff? San Luis Obispo is one, I think. I guess you can still burn wood. But, you know, that's just, there's places. All right. Everything else. Oh, here, mad at bank fees. Customers take another look at credit unions. Oh, that's what they're doing now. People are looking at credit unions. We have quite a few in the Central Coast, I think four or five. All right. Artisans, I understand artisans are people that create artful things. I don't understand artisan pizza when I see it advertised. I have the faintest idea what they're talking about with an artisan pizza. What in the world is an artisan pizza? Is it because it just doesn't have the normal pepperoni or pineapple or something? You throw something else weird on it and it becomes artisan? Whatever. No, I just go, okay. I see the ads and I go, whatever. I make my own pizza anyway. All right, so, but here, Walmart embraces artisans. So here they have this kind of weird-looking stuff. You know, there's a rhino's head sticking out of the wall and a goose or something right here. It says Haiti. Walmart stores have always competed with Main Street's clothing and hardware stores, but this spring the retail giant may be going head-to-head with specialty stores that sell handmade arts and crafts. Walmart will begin selling one-of-a-kind handicrafts made by women artisans in developing countries online at walmart.com. It's a surprise move for a retailer whose empire is built on offering mass-produced items at discount prices. But for a West Hartford nonprofit, Aid to Artisans Incorporated, whose mission is helping third-world artisans develop and sell their handicrafts to buyers in North America, Walmart's new venture represents a major new market, would you say? Walmart isn't talking prices yet, but it plans to offer up to 500 items by 20,000 women artisans in two dozen countries, all working for slave labor wages, I'm sure. But that's special right there. So now you can get yourself something from Haiti. Is there anything left from the? Is there anything left from in Haiti to make anything out of? I don't know. Gotta use your own hair. What else is in the news? Guess what? It's not that it wasn't one of the most efficient things ever designed. It really was. But it was more complicated to smog it and do all that kind of stuff to it. And that's Mazda's going to stop making its signature rotary engine. I always call it a rotisserie engine. After a 45-year production run that included powering the first and only Japanese car to win the 24-hour Le Mans endurance race. Poor sales and the high cost of meeting modern emission standards have made rotary engines uneconomical to produce. Now, can I say something about Mazda's marketing philosophy here? They only offer it in one car, which is an RX-8, which is the it's the top line Mazda that costs $40,000. So if you're only going to put that engine in that, well, what's the chance that you're going to sell any of them? How many people are going to be buying them? Are they? So that's always been kind of curious to me because I thought the perfect vehicle for that little rotary engine, because it would have twice as much power, was the Miata. They put that four-banger thing that only two of the cylinders work and the other one has a problem. And that thing is it's a cute little car, but it's a dog. But they could have put the rotisserie engine in that thing. It would have been a great little car. Now, here's a different opinion about a thing. Now, remember way back when the rotary engine, there people had a lot of problems. There was engines burn up. Because what the Mazda didn't realize was, because the... I had a rotary engine, by the way, in a Mazda, a little Mazda station wagon. And I loved it to death. And it was the smoothest thing in the whole wide world. I mean, you just could not... There was absolutely no motor vibration at all from it. And that was part of its problem. So you could redline that sucker, you know, way past it. I think it redlined actually at 8,000 RPM. And you could wind the thing up, and you would never notice that you were doing that to it. You just, unless you were looking at your thingy there, you would have no idea that you were doing that in your tachometer. So what happened was, at first, is people were, you know, taking the thing up to 10,000 RPM, whatever, and the little seals on the end of the rotor tips, there was three of them. They were just frying them. They were cooking them. So then they'd have to replace it. So somewhere along the line, Mazda came up with a governor system on the engine so you couldn't rev it past a certain point. And therefore, and I guess if you drove for 1,000 miles at that RPM, you'd probably just cook them. But anyway, but for those of us that never had that problem, you know, we actually realized when you had to shift gears on it. That's an amazing little engine, I thought. And they talked a lot about, you know, using, it was originally, of course, called the Wankel engine, developed by Gannon Wankel. They talked for years about, you know, using it for aircraft because it was so much smaller and lighter than a regular engine for the same amount of power output, but that never went anywhere. It's just weird to me. They never really developed it. And so it'll be interesting to see if they're going to stop using it, if they're going to sell the rights to it. Because it would seem to me that outboard motors on boats, you know, that would work well for them. And a number in aircraft. I don't know. So, I don't know. We'll see. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Retailers pray for a fruitful Halloween. Aren't you supposed to pray for something nice at Christmas or something? Isn't there in their prayers Halloween? Okay. Anyway, but it's a less than thrilling holiday shopping season on the horizon. Retailers are pinning their hopes on a booming Halloween. Spooky holiday is expected to generate record sales this year as consumers look for an escape from the gloomy financial news. I think dressing up like a weenie isn't going to really help me. Sorry. I'm not in that. I'm not part of that deal. I'm not part of that program. But I could be. Other things are happening in our world today. And CNN, I was having too much trouble. It was just too bad because there's some stuff we could have listened to but then we didn't get around to. And here's the story about the virus. Reportedly hits military drone program. I just can't imagine. So there we go. Christian fears rise as Islamists in Egypt become more assertive, which is why we played the late Sir Richard Hurst's thing today. Because things aren't good. Other people that are in the news and why they're there, and should they be there, and why should I even care? Oh, I remember this story. We had this story about the ghost town, and this is the South Dakota. It was for sale because nobody wanted the dang thing. It's just west of the South Dakota Badlands, and so here's the town of Scenic, once a popular stop for people traveling to Rapid City from the Badlands to the east on Pine Ridge Reservation to the south, was recently purchased by an unusual buyer for less than $800,000. The Iglesia Ni Cristo Church, established in the Philippines in 1914, bought the town and surrounding acreage from longtime resident and area's rodeo legend Twyla Merrill. The church is in development's plans for the property. A personal answer to the phone at the office in Daly City said he couldn't share any information as the establishment of the church spokesman. So the church bought it. Now, remember, Harmony was bought at one point. Harmony was bought by a guy that was going to make the whole town float in the air or something. You know, they're going to have some kind of a spiritual thing. And Harmony would just, you know, you could fly around the coast there and look at Hearst Castle and then it would land back where it is, I guess. They're going to do something. So having unusual people own unusual things is it's not unusual, really. Now, the old Nike plant up there. There are other things that are in the news today. Here's an interesting. This is like didn't get much attention. The National Air and Space Museum in Washington was closed on Saturday after hundreds of anti-war demonstrators swarmed the building to protest the drone exhibit and security guards used pepper spray to repel them, sickening some protesters. I don't know why you protest the drone program. I would rather have a Predator drone doing its thing than have an American soldier dying. That's just me, but I don't understand that. I don't know how people think. There you go. Other things are going on. Everything that happened. Well, they had a nice article, too, by the way, on AmpSurf's get-together in Pismo Beach. And Dana Cummings, who is now going to head the Office of Veterans Services in the Veterans Building, is now in charge of that. So here's a guy who's just done a lot and then done a lot more. 41 years old from Creston. And he says, sure, it's really weird, you know, that here he served two tours of duty in Afghanistan, came back, and then got in a car accident and lost his leg in a car accident on the 101. So he says, yeah, things don't always make sense, you know what I mean? But that's the way things are sometimes, and that's what happened. All right. Other things, lastly, I thought I should tell you about here's the thing that I thought was an interesting article. Doctor's Remedy for What Ails Healthcare, Innovation. Too many Americans are being hammered and harmed by the care that is supposed to help them. Hospital leaders created this thing called a zone more than a computer terminal in the corner of the room behind an orange sign on the floor that says, "Shh, we're in the med zone." I noticed that distracted staff members were making dangerous mistakes when ordering medicine. It's kind of innovation this guy Berwick, Dr. Donald Berwick, is pressing for nationwide as a steward of the Medicare and Medicaid programs, where errors, unnecessary care, and other waste may account for about a third of the nearly $1 trillion a year that taxpayers spend on the program. Trillion dollars a year. It's chicken feed. Chicken feed. Anyway, I really want to thank you for joining me on this Tuesday, because that's why I need friends. That's what friends are for.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for. In good times, in bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. Oh, that's what friends are for. Oh, keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count me. For sure, that's what friends are for.
Yeah.
Gladys Knight, who else is in there? Gladys Knight, Dionne Warwick, Elton John, Stevie Wonder. That's what friends are for. Let's do it again tomorrow, shall we? At noon? It's a date. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap.
The game is over.
The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.